The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, October 16th through Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. The commentary for October was written by Catherine Nishibayashi, a fourth-generation member of St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Los Angeles and a graduate of the Church Divinity School of the Pacific. Prior to seminary, she spent 12 years as an elementary school teacher. When not busy with church activities, she enjoys reading, singing, and watching Dodgers baseball. Now the commentary for Monday, October 16th, begins as follows with a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. "And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love." Today's passage is probably very familiar to you. It's often read at weddings because it talks about love. In this final verse of chapter 13, we get the trio of faith, hope, and love. This trio appears together in other books of the New Testament. It is also an integral part of the mission statement at my church, St. Mary's Episcopal Church. To honor St. Mary's founding as a mission for Japanese immigrants, the Japanese characters for faith, hope, and love appear on a scroll prominently displayed in the sanctuary. To honor St. Mary's present, these three words appear on a mural in the parking lot: faith in English, hope in Japanese, and love in Spanish. These principles guide much of St. Mary's outreach, providing a safe place for local youth bands and basketball teams and housing for college students, planting community gardens, offering tutoring programs, and much more. All of these efforts help our congregation live out God's call for love of neighbor. Faith and hope are important, but as Paul says to the Corinthians, love is the greatest. And now I'm going to read from this full passage of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love. And the moving forward question for this Monday, October 16th, how do you live out faith, hope, and love? The commentary for Tuesday, October 17th, begins with a passage from the Psalm 10, verse 15. The helpless commit themselves to you, for you are the helper of orphans. Hillsides was founded by an Episcopal deaconess more than 110 years ago as a home for neglected or abandoned children. It is currently an institution of the Diocese of Los Angeles and an organization I have been involved with since I was a young child. My Episcopal elementary school held an ingathering of toys for the children of Hillsides every Christmas. Picking out a toy for the children each year is one of my earliest memories of learning what it meant to give without expecting anything in return. As I grew older, I was invited to assist with the Vacation Bible School. I don't recall what we tried to teach the children that week, but I remember how the Hillside staff interacted with the children. They were some of the most patient, caring individuals I have ever witnessed as they worked with some challenging children. They cared for these children, many of whom had no other adults to care for them. It was truly inspiring, and the Hillside staff remain heroes in my eyes for their work. And now I'm going to read from today's passage from the Epistle of 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people but to God, for nobody understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build up themselves, but those who prophesy build up the church. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. One who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be built up. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is being played? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves, if in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for spiritual gifts, strive to excel in them for building up the church. And the moving forward statement for this Tuesday, October 17th, reach out to a children's home near you and see how you can help. The commentary for Wednesday, October 18th, which, by the way, is the feast of St. Luke the Evangelist, begins with a passage from Ecclesiasticus, chapter 38, verse 3. The skill of physicians makes them distinguished, and in the presence of the great they are admired. This reading from Ecclesiasticus seems quite fitting today as we celebrate the feast day of St. Luke, a physician. My father was a pediatrician for more than 35 years. Whenever anyone found out I was Dr. Nisha's daughter, they would tell me how much they loved and respected my dad. It made me proud to see the profound impact my dad had on the lives of so many. At his retirement party in 2017, the line to greet my dad snaked around the banquet room, and parents wiped away tears as they thanked my father for all he had done for their families. While they were happy about his retirement, many seemed to grieve the loss of not having my dad to consult routinely anymore. It was a true demonstration of the respect and admiration that physicians can gain in the communities they serve. While we are not all called to be physicians like St. Luke or my father, we can all be instruments of God's love to the world as we seek to offer healing to a world that so desperately needs it, even in small ways. And I'm going to read the first four verses of Ecclesiastes 1 through 4, followed by Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. From Ecclesiasticus, honor the physicians for their services, for the Lord created them. For their gift of healing comes from the Most High, and they are rewarded by the King. The skill of physicians makes them distinguished, and in the presence of the great they are admired. The Lord created medicines out of the earth, and the sensible will not despise them. And now from the Gospel of Luke, then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And the moving forward statement for this Wednesday is, research St. Luke and his ministry of healing. The commentary for Thursday, October 19th, begins with a passage from Psalm 18, verse 29. "You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, you make my darkness bright." If you were to look at the pictures on my phone, you would find images of food, flowers, and quotes. But the most common images are photos of the sky. I love looking at the sky and interesting cloud formations. I especially like morning skies when there is a mix of sun and clouds, the first light of day, and sunset skies with all the bright colors as the sun goes down on another day. I can still vividly remember a stunning Arizona sunset in the spring of 2016. These moments are an example of a thin place where God's presence comes closer and more tangible to me on earth. I like documenting sunrises and sunsets because they symbolize a new day of possibility and the opportunity to reflect on all that has been accomplished. It is a chance to pause, admire, and thank God for the beauty of creation. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 18, verses 1 through 29. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The cords of perdition assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around him, his canopy thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him there broke through his clouds hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached down from on high. He took me. He drew me out of mighty waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the loyal you show yourself loyal, with the blameless you show yourself blameless. With the pure you show yourself pure, and with the crooked you show yourself perverse. For you deliver a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. It is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. By you I can crush a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. And the moving forward question for this day is, what are the thin places in your life? Share them with someone else you know, or go to Forward Day by Day and share them there. The commentary for Friday, October 20th, begins with Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me, and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? These words may sound familiar. These are the words spoken by Jesus as he hangs on the cross. As a Jew, Jesus knew the Psalms of the Old Testament. And in that moment, it's not surprising that Jesus was drawn to one of the Psalms of lament. In a way, Jesus' words of feeling forsaken by God help us relate to the human side of his nature. If even Jesus felt abandoned by God at some point, then it gives cover to us when we have moments of doubt and frustration, when a loved one dies, we lose a job, money is tight, a situation doesn't play out the way we hoped it would. Jesus' words give me a sense of comfort. If Jesus struggled with wondering about God's presence during a difficult time, and yet God was still present, it's okay for me to have moments that struggle with it too, because God will always be present. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 22, verses 1 through 8. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. And the moving forward question for this Friday, when have you felt like God has forsaken you? In retrospect, can you see that God was present? The commentary for Saturday, October 21st, begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 15. Let anyone with ears listen. In my pastoral care class in seminary, we read a book that discussed the importance of listening. The book said that the Bible has more than 1,500 instances of the words listen, listened, hear, or heard. In a quick Google search, I discovered that speak, spoke, or speaking appear just over 1,000 times in the Bible. I've heard the saying that people should listen twice as much as they speak, and that's why we were given two ears and only one mouth. In this passage from Matthew, Jesus is telling people to listen when John the Baptist comes, because John will be delivering an important message. We must all find our own ways to hear God's message for us and communicate it to the world so that we can take action. While we are often told to talk to God in prayer, maybe we should take twice as much time in our prayer lives to listen to what God wants to tell us. Listen for the messages waiting to be revealed. And now I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 15. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you." Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. Let anyone with ears listen. And the moving forward question for today, what would your day look like if you spent twice as much time listening as talking? Try it. And as we get near the end of the program for this week, let's turn to the commentary for Sunday, October 22nd. It is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. It begins with a passage from Psalm 96, verse 8. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings and come into his courts. It seems fitting to read this psalm on a Sunday morning. Many of us hear these words when the offertory is presented at the beginning of Holy Communion. In the same way that it is the hospitable thing to bring a gift for a host when you attend a gathering in someone's home, we are called to bring our offerings to God when we go to church on Sundays. The offerings are typically carried to the altar by members of the congregation who serve as representatives for the larger body of Christ. I always enjoy it when a young child is among those who bring forward the offerings. They often have a big smile and lots of energy. As adults, we may view this time of offertory as perfunctory or utilitarian, but we would do well to follow the example of the children, presenting our offerings to God with enthusiasm as we thank God for all that has been done for us. And now I'm going to read the full psalm passage today from 96, verses 1 through 9. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. And the moving forward statement for this Sunday, October 22nd, is consider volunteering to present the offering. You might invite some children to join you as well. And that's about all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let us pray. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us much better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time. Thank you.